أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وعلى أهل بيتك الطاهرين صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وعلى أهل بيتك المظلومين يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم صلى الله على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah the Almighty in Surah Al-Qadr, the surah which is known according to the name of this night, Laylatul Qadr, we have a surah which is known as Suratul Qadr in the Holy Quran. Allah says, surely we have revealed it on the night of Qadr. We have revealed the Holy Quran in the night of Qadr. The word Qadr has got few meanings. Number one, grand night. Two, night of power. And three, night of predestination. When we talk about grand night or night of power, it's because our a'mal, the ibadah which we are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He's going to accept our deeds and actions and supplications and prayers, He will give us more thawab on this particular night. And that's why it's known as grand night and night of power. Night of predestination is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide whatever is going to happen to us from this year until next year. So it's so special night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran, He revealed it on the night of power. As we said in one of the previous lectures, that Quran, when you look at the surahs, you can see the surahs are divided into two. The chapters, they are those which were revealed in Makkah and those which were revealed in Medina. But the whole of the Holy Quran was revealed on the night of power, which is known as Laylatul Qadr. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ And what will make you comprehend? What will make you understand what the grand night is? What is Laylatul Qadr? Then he says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The grand night is better than 1,000 months. One night of Qadr, if you compare the thawab which we are going to receive inshallah on this particular night, the thawab can be compared by 1,000 months, which is more than 8 years. And Allah says there is a special thing which is taking place on Laylatul Qadr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ The angels and the spirit descend therein by the permission of their Lord for every affair. The angels on this particular night are descending. The angels are going to different particular areas of this world, different mosques, different gatherings, They are descending to pray and to ask Allah to accept our deeds and actions which we are performing, the ibadahs, the supplication. And because of that, it's so special night, we shouldn't lose an opportunity to delay asking Allah to pray on this particular night because of its speciality. And then Allah says, Salam, hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace, it is till the break of morning. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about special things which will happen on this particular night. On the other side, He wants to remind us that this special night is so special, He did not talk about it on one particular surah only, but He has mentioned in different surah of the Holy Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Dukhan, Surah 44, from Ayah 1 to 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, He says, Hamim wal kitabil mubin. Hamim, I swear by the book that makes things clear. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna mundhirin. Surely we reveal this Quran on a blessed night. Laylatul Qadr is known as blessed night. And Allah says, surely we are ever warning. What happens in this particular night? According to Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah says, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. In that night, every wise affair is made clear. Every wise affair which will happen to us from now and next year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it clear. And here, we need to remember one thing that is to do with the ilmu of Allah, knowledge of Allah. Our Lord, whom we believe in, our Lord Allah, we worship Him, He is all-knowing. All-knowing means He knows each and everything which will happen in our life, before the thing happens, when it's happening, and how it will end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. So He knows what will happen to you and me. Not only that, He knows the minute detail of whatever affair will happen to us. This is why He says, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. In that night, every wise affair is made clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 5 of Surah Ad-Dukhan, He says, Amran min indina, inna kunna mursileen. A command from us. We are the senders of messengers. And He says, whatever is happening here in ayah number 7, Rahmatan min Rabbik. Rahmatan, it is a mercy min Rabbik from your Lord. Innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Surely He is the hearing, the knowing. This surah Ad-Dukhan is one of the surahs which we are going to read in the night of Qadr, which is coming inshallah on the 23rd night. We will recite this particular surah just to invoke blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhwani wa akhawati, ma uridu an atakallam anhu hadhihi layla. Awalan hawla fa'idati surati al-Qadr. هذه السورة العظيمة التي تذكرنا بأهمية الليلة ليلة القدر وهذه الليلة المباركة علينا أن نبذل كل ما بوسعنا من الجهود حتى نكون من الذين يدعون الله حق الدعاء ويسألون الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى لنكون من الذين قد وجدوا بركات وقبول الدعوة في هذه الليلة ولأهمية هذه الليلة نجد أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يتكلم فقط في سورة القدر بل كذلك في سورة الدخان يقول مولانا الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله حاميم والكتاب المبين هنا القسم بالكتاب المبين أن هذا القرآن أنزل في ليلة مباركة ثم يقول إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة هذه الليلة هي ليلة القدر أنزل القرآن في هذه الليلة المباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم ما يحدث من الآن إلى السنة القادمة الله سبحانه وتعالى سوف يعلمه المهم هل نحن إذا هؤلاء الملائكة والروح يتنزلون أو ينزلون إلينا ويسألون الله سبحانه وتعالى في الدعاء. الملائكة تنزل الملائكة أعمالنا تتصاعد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وقد نكون كأننا نحن الذين نقرر مسيرنا في السنة القادمة. الله فتح لنا باب للدعاء وهو سيجيب دعاءنا وأدعيتنا في هذه الليلة. ماذا نحن هيأنا أنفسنا لنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ إن كان خيرا أو شر الله بابه مفتوح فيطلب منا أن نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى. كأنه هذا الرب الرحيم الغفور الودود قال لنا أنكم سوف تقررون مصيركم في هذه الليلة. أنا سوف أجيب إلى دعائكم، بس أنتم مستعدون على ذلك؟ أنا حاضر، سوف أفتح مجال للرحمة وكل شيء في هذه الليلة، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. بس علينا نحن نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وندعوه بنيات صادقة وقلوب طاهرة حتى ليسهل أمورنا في هذه السنة القادمة، سواء كان أمور مادية أو معنوية أو روحية أو ما يتعلق بالدين أو الدنيا. الله سبحانه وتعالى بابه مفتوح لأن أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. ويقول الله في سورة الدخان رحمة من ربك، هذه رحمة، يعني شوف هذا الله الكريم الرحيم لا يقول منذ أن خلقتم إذا قمتم بالحسنات سوف أجازيكم وإذا قمتم بالسيئات سوف أعذبكم. هو يقول لا، في كل سنة أنا سوف أترك لكم مجالا حتى تختاروا مصيركم. هذا الرب الرحيم، أين نحن رأينا مثلا شخص يفتح بابه ويقول أنتم تعصونني وما شابه ذلك، ولكن في كل سنة عندي أنا أسامحكم وتبدأون حياتكم من جديد. إلا هذا الرب الغفور الرحيم. وهذه من نعم هذا الدين الإسلام، هذا الدين السهل السمحة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم. It has been narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir عليه السلام. اللهم صل على محمد. Salawat on this night has more thawab, and especially when it comes from the heart, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Barakallahu fikum. The fifth imam says in the hadith, present this surah as a decisive argument for the continuity of the divine vicegerent on the earth. Surah Al-Qadr, present it as a decisive argument for the continuity of the divine vicegerent on the earth. What does it mean? It means the khilafah, as-sahiha, the correct khilafah. The imamah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam is still continuing. How can we prove that? Based on Surah Al-Qadr. The fifth imam says, when you look at the surah in terms of Arabic language, tanazzalul malaika, angels are descending. When we talk to our other brothers from other schools of thought, they say when the Holy Prophet passed away, wahi stopped. There's no doubt about that. But which wahi? Wahi stopped, wahi doesn't continue because the Holy Prophet passed away. We say yes. But that wahi which stopped was the wahi which used to come to Rasulullah in terms of ayah, hadithul Qudsi, and so on and so forth. But when we talk about the communication between Allah and us, that communication continues. And not only that, the angels did not stop to come to descend to us. They are still coming. We don't see them because we don't have that ability. But the angels are descending. Imam says, take this surah, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, as a proof argument, as a decisive argument that the vicegerencies is still continuing. Now, on the other side, we find a scholar like Suyuti, who is a scholar of our Sunni brothers, in his famous book Ad-Durrul Manthur, he says, Laylatul Qadr stands for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Meaning, if Laylatul Qadr is so special to you and me, Laylatul Qadr is so special to Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt. So special. This is their night. Night when the Holy Prophet was alive, angels used to come to him. Night when Imam Amirul Mu'minin used to be alive, angels used to come to him. And all the a'immah. Fi hadhihi al-layla, on this particular night, a'maluna, our deeds, our du'as are ascending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His rahmah are descending to us. Hadhihi al-layla, this night, fiha, in it, tuqaddaru ahwalul insan mudda sana. 1 year from now until next year, our deeds, our prayers, our supplications, whatever we are going to do in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides on this particular night. Whether we are doing positive or whether we are going to do negative, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that opportunity to say, it is you who are going to decide your future. See the mercy of this Rabb, the Lord, Al-Alameen. He says, you are the one who is going to decide. Don't tell me, I didn't manage to choose for my future. I didn't manage, shaitan made me to do. It is you who are going to decide. Allah knows what will happen to you. However, Allah doesn't force you to do what you're going to do. Allah has given you the power to choose your future. So when you go to Jahannam, it's you have decided to go to Jahannam. If you go to hell or you go to paradise, it's you are the one who is going to decide wherever you want to go. On this particular night, Allah has opened His doors for us to choose. And when we say tanazzalul malaika warruhu fiha min kulli amr, the angels and the spirit descend therein by the permission of their Lord for every affair. The question, as we posed last time, we need to elaborate more. They descend to who? To the gathering like this, to centers like this, to the masjid, to the Husayniya, to wherever there are believing people who are asking Allah sincerely. But when you look at what Suyuti says, it's the night of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, we ask ourselves this question. We ask ourselves, who is the leader of the present time? That leader is the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So the angels are descending to him. He prays for us. Even though tonight he is very sad, because we know it's the Shahada of the first Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. However, the angels are descending to him. He is the Imam of our time. Now, is it enough for us just to know that he is the Imam of our time? No, we need to establish the connection between us and them. The Holy Prophet says, "Man mata walam ya'rif imama zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliyah." Anyone who dies while he does not recognize the Imam of his time, he dies an ignorant death. Meaning, what kind of an ignorant person are you? You don't know the Imam of your time? When you look at your body, you say, well, if my heart doesn't pump properly, I'm going to die. So the heart to you is your Imam. And then you live in this world, you don't know who is the Imam of your time? Everything has got Imam. Whether that Imam is a good Imam or a bad Imam, according to what Imam Amirul Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi says, we need to remember that we have the Imam of our time. And if this Imam wouldn't be present, the life will be so difficult for most of us. He prays for us. He cares for us. He is there when we need Him. But we actually he's not in need of us. We need him. We need him to establish that connection, to say, O Imam of our time, we are waiting for you to come, but while we are waiting for you, we need to be active, not to be passive. How? Whatever you can do to establish that government or that society or that community, which will be the community of justice, the community which will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the community where you can say, this is the community we prepare the ground for Imam when he comes, he would thank me even though it is my duty. We need to prepare that ground. We need to establish this connection. Unfortunately, sometimes when we have this connection between us and our Imam is when we recite dua al-faraj only. And when it finishes, even we don't know what are we asking, what are we saying. We are saying we need to prepare the ground if the Imam of our time will come to your house, to my house, to your community, to any community. If he comes, we say welcome. We don't say to him, oh please wait, let us make our house in order and then you come. That shouldn't be the case. We need to prepare the ground. If he knocks at your door, he says, I'm here and I want to come in, we say welcome. There's nothing I want to change in my house. This is the connection we need to establish between us and the Imam of our time. إخواني وأخواتي حينما نتكلم عن هذه الليلة وأهمية هذه الليلة أن الملائكة تتنزل والروح فيها من كل أمر الملائكة تتنزل إلى إمام صاحب الزمان عجل الله فرجه الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. لماذا؟ لأنه هو إمام هذه الأمة، إمام هذا الزمان، هذا الإمام الذي علينا أن نعرفه حق المعرفة. ضرور جدا، ضروري جدا أن نجدد عهدنا مع هذا الإمام، كما نقرأ مثلا في دعاء العهد، نجدد له لنا العهد في كل صباح، علينا أن نستمر ذلك. هذا الإمام ماذا ينبغي لنا أن نؤسس في بيوتنا، في مؤسساتنا، في تجمعاتنا؟ إذا جاء الإمام وقال أنا الآن آتي إلى بيتك، آتي إلى مكان الذي أنت فيه، لا تقول له انتظر حتى أنا أرتب البيت ثم أنت تأتي. لا، هذا خطأ. يعني أنت وأنا حينما نقرأ مثلا دعاء الفرج، وحينما ندعو الله أن يعجل في فرج مولانا، علينا أن نكون مستعدين حتى إذا قال أنا الآن أريدك تأتي معي، لا تقول أطفالي، بيتي، سيارتي، أموالي، كذا. لا، أنت تكون جاهزا. هذا الذي ينبغي لنا أن نجدد العهد بيننا وبينه. أنت بوسعك ونحن الكل حسب إمكانياتنا وقدراتنا يمكن أن نهيئ الأمور، وهناك بركات كثيرة. وهذا الإمام همه هو أن يرى مجتمعنا تكون مجتمع إسلامية، مجتمع مبنية على العدالة، مجتمع التي توحد الله سبحانه وتعالى. فليلة القدر ليلة هذا الإمام، هذا الإمام الذي هو حزين جدا هذه الليلة لأنه يتذكر ما حدث لأمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه. اللهم صل على محمد. Tonight, brothers and sisters, is the night of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, the first Imam of Ahlul Bayt. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen has many titles. First of all, we need to remember that he was the first person to be born inside Al-Kaaba. Never, ever anyone else was born before him or after him. Subhanallah. The mother Fatima binti Hassan, when she was feeling now I'm ready to deliver a baby, went to perform tawaf, all of a sudden the wall opened and she entered Al-Kaaba, she delivered the baby, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam inside Al-Kaaba. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. For 3 days, people are looking for this particular lady. They didn't know where she was. Can you imagine, what did she eat during those 3 days? Nothing was violated inside Al-Kaaba. Miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin was born inside Al-Kaaba. He grew up in the house of Rasulullah. Rasulullah used to carry Amir al-Mu'minin, and he said, I used to carry this young boy. Whenever he cried, I used to put my tongue in his mouth, and he swallowed, he was fed by that syrup of nubuwa from Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The Holy Prophet was announced as the messenger, the first man, the first young man to become with him, to pray with Rasulullah, was Amir al-Mu'minin. And he says, I prayed 7 years before anyone else praying with Rasulullah. This is his night. 7 years, no one was there, I prayed with Rasulullah. Until he was known as Anta Akhi wa Wasi'i wa Khalifati Fikum. He was known as Wasi, the vicegerent of Rasulullah. He was known as Babu Madinati Ilmi Rasulullah. If you want to learn from the city of Rasulullah, you need to go through this, the door of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that's why he was the only man among all the Sahabas of Rasulullah who said, Saluni, Saluni, qabla an tafqiduni. Ask me anything, ask me before you lose me. I will give you the answer of any question. You want to ask me about this dunya? Not only dunya I know. I know even the ways of akhirah. I can tell you the way I can tell you about this particular world. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was that Babu Madinati Ilmi Rasulillah. When other companions were finding difficult to answer the questions concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen used to say, ask me about the Holy Quran, any ayah, any surah. Any juzu, I will tell you when it was, where was it revealed, to whom was it revealed, whether it was revealed during night time or daytime, I will let you know. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin was that who slept in the house of Rasulullah, on the bed of Rasulullah, and he covered himself by the cloth of Rasulullah. No one else was given that opportunity. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was that Imam. Whenever he used to stand to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would forget each and everything in this particular world. There is one hadith they mention that one day the Holy Prophet said, any one of you who will pray 2 rakats salah mustahab without thinking about this particular world, I'll give him 2 camels for him to do whatever he wants to do. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin prayed. And the other Sahabas, they say, no, whenever we enter in the Salah, we think about this world. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin said, I will pray, Ya Rasulullah. And when he was praying, when he finished, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have completed my Salah. The Holy Prophet said, no, Ali, when you are praying, while you are in your last tashahud, you are thinking about these 2 camels. So you are thinking about the world. The Holy Prophet tested Imam. Imam Ali, before he answered, Jibril came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Ali, when he was praying while he was in tashahud, he was thinking about the camel, how he can divide the meat to the poor people. So it was not about the world thing. He was thinking about the poor people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give the camel to Ali, and the Holy Prophet gave the 2 camels to Imam Amir al-Mu'minin, and he distributed them to the poor people. Sallallahu Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin is the Saqis al-Sabil, the one who will give us the cup, to the water to drink from that hall of Kawthar. If we are going to be qualified to enter paradise, he will be there. He will say, come and drink. Yes, you had difficulties in your world. Yes, people tormented you because you are the follower of my party. Yes, people said this and that, but now come and drink and join us in paradise. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin was the person Quraysh hated him a lot, Because in each house, very famous house of Quraysh, he killed one of their leaders for the sake of protecting the religion of Islam. In the battle of Badr, in the battle of Ahzab, in the battle of Hunayn, ask any Quraysh who did not lose one of theirs. And that's why you can see the hatred when they were ready to persecute and torture Imam Abi Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam on the Karbala, is because of what his father did to them. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was that husband. If it was not for him, Fatima al-Zahra would never have any husband in this world. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was that father of Al-Hasanayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. The father of these two beautiful, the noble children who will be the leaders of the youth of paradise. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was that just judge. Whenever he passed his judgment, he passed judgment according to the teachings of the Holy Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah. He is the only one after Rasulullah who combined the contradiction of the sifat that he was a brave, but at the same time he was so kind. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was so firm when it comes to the issue of religion, but he was so lenient whenever the issues to do with himself, personal issues, were affecting him. This is the Imam we are remembering tonight. هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَ لَيْلَ إِمَامَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ هُوَ وَصِيُّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يُوجَدْ وَصِيٌّ إِلَّا عَلِيٌّ وَهُوَ بَابُ مَدِينَةِ عِلْمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَرَادَ الْمَدِينَةَ فَعَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ مِنَ الْبَابِ وَهُوَ كَانَ بَابُ مَدِينَةِ عِلْمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ هُوَ الْوَحِيدُ الَّذِي نَامَ فِي بَيْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى سَرِيرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ والذي أخذ لباس رسول الله لا يوجد أحد الذي نام على سرير رسول الله إلا علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام هو زينة المحراب إذا دخل وقت الصلاة كان علي عليه السلام لا يعرف أحدا وحتى يقال أن مرة رسول الله قال أنا سوف أعطي جملين لأي واحد يصلي صلاة ركعتين ولا يفكر في أمر الدنيا والصحابة كلهم قالوا نحن لا نقدر وعلي دخل في الصلاة بدأ يصلي وفي تشهد بدأ يفكر حول الجملين يقول أنا سوف أقسم لحم للفقراء والمساكين أن أكمل الصلاة ذهب إلى رسول الله والرسول قال له علي أنا أعلم أنك كنت تفكر حول الجملين فأنت كنت تفكر في أمر الدنيا ونزل جبريل وقال يا رسول الله أعطي الجملين لعلي لأنه كان يفكر حول المساكين وهذه قربة إلى الله تعالى لم يكن يفكر لنفسه والرسول أهدى الجملين لعلي عليه السلام هو ساقي السلسبيل سوف يقف أمام الكوثر ويدعو شيعته يقول أنا أعرف أنكم أصبتم بالمشاكل والمتاعب وتعالوا الآن اشربوا وادخلوا الجنة ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين يدخلون الجنة ويشربون من حوض كوثر من يد علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام هو قاتل صناديد قريش وغير قريش سواء كان عمرو بن عبد الود العامري أو مرحب أو ما شابه ذلك علي بن أبي طالب هو الذي قد قطع رؤوسهم هؤلاء الكفر الفجر هو الذي فتح بدر وحنين وخندق وخيبر وهو زوجة الزهراء لولا علي لما كان للزهراء كفء أو زوجة هو والد الحسنين هو مظهر العجائب وهو أقضاهم وأعدلهم وهو الذي جامع الصفات عن الضدية سواء في الكرم والشجاعة والحلم وما شابه ذلك لا أحد جمع هذه الصفات إلا مولانا علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد حينما نتكلم عن علي بن أبي طالب علينا أن نذكر قضية الولاية ولقد أصاب الذي قال ولايتي لأمير النحل تكفيني عند الممات وتغسيلي وتكفيني وطينتي عجنت من قبل تكويني بحب حيدر فكيف الناس تكويني صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ولاية أمير المؤمنين. When we talk about wilaya, it means that we hold on his leadership. We don't want that or this one or that one with the names this and that. Our Imam, our Amir is Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. This Ali, with his wilaya, his leadership, we will be ready to sacrifice each and everything for this world because of Ali. There's a story, they say, there was a lady by the name Daramia Al-Kinani. This lady, she fought with Amirul Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin. The Battle of Siffin was between Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam against Muawiyah. Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, the one who did not want to listen to the order of Amirul Mu'minin. What happened? When Imam Ali alayhi salam came to power officially by the so-called people decided to join their hands with Imam Amirul Mu'minin. He was the Imam always. They came to him and they said, you have to be our Khalifa, whether you like it or not. And that's why in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Amirul Mu'minin wrote a letter to Muawiyah. He says, بايعني القوم الذين بايعوا أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان. The people who did bay'ah to Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman did bay'ah to me eventually. I was the Imam. We shouldn't confuse between the two things. You cannot and you can never choose your Imam. Allah chooses the Imam. Rasulullah chooses the Imam. Political leader, you can choose. Ali ibn Abi Talib was that Imam immediately after the death of Rasulullah. But later on, people decided, those who did not follow him, to make us Khalifa. And that's why they say the fourth Khalifa is Ali. To us, the first and the foremost is Ali. So Muawiyah, when Imam Amirul Mu'minin came to the office, he said, first of all, I need to make all the ambassadors to resign. Isn't this the case when the political leaders, when they come to power, they do that? Obama came to power and he said, I need to choose my ambassadors. China, you will go, Japan, Fulan will go, and. It's a normal thing, isn't it? Imam Amirul Mu'minin came to power and he said, all the ambassadors, wherever they are, come back to Medina, including Muawiyah. Muawiyah did not want to listen to Imam. And he said, no, I will not. Why? Because he made himself as a king of Syria, Sham. Imam said, no, I will not allow you to stay there. I am the leader here. We can't have two leaders. And the battle happened, which is known as the Battle of Siffin, which took place in Syria. Up to today, there is this place which is known as Siffin. Now we have problem in Syria. Difficult even to go for ziyarah. We pray for our brothers and sisters there, mu'minin, for Allah, protect them, ya Rabbal Alameen. You go to Siffin, you see the ground where the battle took place. This lady, Daramia al-Kinaniya, she joined the army of Ali bin Abi Talib. She said, I will fight with you against Muawiyah. And indeed, she went there. Sometimes we say it's only men, boys can go to war. No, even ladies can do that. And there are many cases we see ladies participated in different battles. When she fought with Imam Amirul Mu'minin, the battle ended. Imam alayhi salam, of course, became victorious. There was this issue of tahkim. People wanted to bring reconciliation. It didn't happen. Eventually, Imam Amirul Mu'minin was killed by Khawarij because of this particular battle. Now, this lady, Daramia Al-Kinaniya, after the shahad of Imam Amirul Mu'minin, Muawiyah said, I want you people go and bring me this lady. She was brought in front of her, of him. Muawiyah said, oh lady, tell me why you loved so much Ali bin Abi Talib and why you hated me so much. This lady, very hero, she said, Muawiyah. I made Ali as my leader because of his justice to people. He was so just and I decided to follow him. And he used to divide whatever wealth, whatever money was from Baitul Mal with justice. He did not prefer this to that because of where you come from. It is because of that I followed Ali. And I followed Ali because I knew if Ali had any right, even that right was against him, he would give the right to the people who are deserving the right. And I loved Ali because he used to love fuqara and masakin, poor people. And I used to love Ali because he loved orphans and poor people. Then Muawiyah said, okay, now I'm ready to give you, if you have any need, I am ready to give you whatever you want. The lady said, can you give me whatever I want? Muawiyah said, yes, I can give you. Then the lady said, okay, I need you to give me 100 red camels. Red camels in Arab, in Arabic community. It was so special. Muawiyah said, okay, I will give you. However, if I give you 100 red camels, will you leave Ali bin Abi Talib aside? Listen to the answer of this lady. She's standing in front of this tyranny who was ready to kill her. The lady said, I swear by God, even if you give me the world and whatever is in the world, my love of Ali bin Abi Talib will never come out of my heart. Muawiyah said, Ya Rab, I did not think that you will say this. Now go, I don't want to do anything to you. And the lady moved and she did not change the love of Ali bin Abi Talib. What if that would happen to you and me? Look at the world today. How many people are killed because they are Shias? What does it mean to be a Shia? Because you love Ali. How many people are killed in Iraq because they are Shias? How many people are killed in Pakistan because they are Shias? How many people are killed in Afghanistan because they are Shias? How many people are killed in Syria now because they are Shias? How many people are tormented, persecuted in Africa because they are Shias? How many people will be persecuted in all over the world because they are Shias? Will you be ready to desert Imam Ali because you are going to be persecuted? Of course the answer is no. If any man will leave Ali bin Abi Talib, this lady will be better than us. But she did never quit to love Ali bin Abi Talib. Kissa hazihi al-imra al-jalila daramiya al-kinaniya هي التي قاتلت مع علي عليه السلام في غزوة صفين وكانت تحب عليا كثيرا بعد استشهاد أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه معاوية أرسل إليها وجيء بها قهرا وكانت تقف أمام معاوية معاوية سألها لماذا واليت عليا وعاديتنا لماذا أريد الأسباب اسمعوا الجواب هذه الامرأة قالت واليت عليا لعدله في الرعية لعدله في الرعية وقسمه في السوية وإعطائه الحق من نفسه وتواضعه للفقراء وحبه لليتامى والمساكين معاوية قال لها هل أنت بحاجة؟ وهي سبحان الله قالت وهل أنت معاوية تقضي الحوائج قال نعم قالت هذه الامرأة الشجاعة أريد 100 ناقة حمراء معاوية قال هل أحل عندك محل علي بن أبي طالب قالت بصوت عالي لا والله ولو أعطيتني الدنيا كلها سوف لن أترك حب علي عليه السلام لا عذب الله أمي لا عذب الله أمي إنها شربت حب الوصي تلك القصيدة المعروفة حينما أنت تجد في نفسك أنك تحب علي بن أبي طالب عليك أن تشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى كم من الناس قتلوا على الهوية في العراق وأنتم أهل العراق تعرفون أكثر مني كم قتلوا في أماكن مختلفة لأنهم يوالون عليا وكم قتلوا في باكستان والآن يقتلون في سوريا وقتلوا في أفغانستان ويقتلون حتى في أفريقيا لماذا لحبهم علي بن أبي طالب هذه الإمرأة مدرسة تدرسنا على أننا مهما الظروف لا نترك حب علي إذا تركت حب علي تكون مع من بعد علي هو ولي رسول الله ولي الله إذا تركنا عليا مع من سوف نكون لا عذب الله أمي إنها شربت حب الوصي وذاك الوالد الذي كان يحب عليا هو وأمي جعلوني أن أحب عليا سلام الله عليه والله يرحم والدين جميعا إن شاء الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله يا علي لا يحبك إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضك إلا منافق brothers and sisters when you find in your heart you love Imam Amir al-Mu'minin you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there's one line in Arabic poem it says may Allah not punish my mother why? Because she breastfed me the love of Ali bin Abi Talib because she herself was fed the love of Ali and she fed me that love of Ali and I used to have a father who used to love Ali and my father married my mother and they gave birth to me and because of their love I became a lover of Ali bin Abi Talib and this is to all of us we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that love sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Unfortunately, it was on the day like today when all the Muslim world, all the people of Kufa were fasting. In the month of Ramadan, Ali bin Abi Talib was not fasting on that day. First time in his life, Ali was not fasting. Why? Because he was injured by Abdurrahman bin Muljim. Can you imagine Amirul Mu'mineen? The leader of the believers never miss anyone fasting, never miss salah, never miss any ibadah. A day like today, he couldn't fast. Why? Because he was injured, and that sword, when he was hit by that sword while he was in salah, the sword went through, and the doctor was called. When the doctor was there examining Amirul Mu'mineen, according to one narration, it says he took a thread in order for him to examine the injuries. When he put that thread on the head of Amirul Mu'mineen, he saw that the thread is meeting or is touching the brain of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib. And he said, Oh Ali, I ask you, now is the time you need to recite to your wasiyya because there are no much time for you, you will pass away. Now it was here, according to one narration, he says, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, وَبِتْنَا اللَّيْلَ الْوَاحِدَ وَالْعِشْرِينَ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ وَقَدْ نَزَلَ السُّمَّ الضَّرَرَ فِي جَرْحِ جَسَدِ أَبِي حَتَّى صَارَ يَتَلَوَّنُ أَلْوَانًا وفي تلك الليلة 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 زينب ما نامت أبونا أصيب بالجراح مرت تسأل الحسن ومرت تسأل الحسين يا حسين شلون أبونا جمع أمير المؤمنين أولاده وأوصاهم According to the narration, he says, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam,